Welcome to The Roll Down. This podcast is for people of color who need a space to be known and seen, and guidance for those who are in the pursuit of justice. We are your hosts, Matthew Melendres.
I'm Alethea Lamberson. Matthew, the final episode of season one.
This is crazy. Episode 18.
18 episodes.
That's crazy.
We've actually done this.
I know. We were going to end on 17, but I have this weird thing about like ending on a weird number.
And you're one of those. Like,
we got to just add another one. Just 18.
That's why I'm about and the volume.
And then I was tempted.
I'm
like, we're so close to 20. Why don't we just do two more?
Come on now.
Like,
We already passed what Tyler told us to do. So
18 is like, just think like, you know, 12 episodes is a good first round. And we haven't really addressed that with Tyler yet.
We haven't.
Thanks, Tyler, for your grace ahead of time for when we meet.
Yo, but okay, seriously though, 18 episodes, end of season one. Y'all, we're going to just, do some reflections on this season. But Matthew, like in this moment, like just the thing about here we are with the season finale. How does it feel?
Well, it feels like I need to get my ish together when it comes to my sound. I feel like I've done well for like half our episodes of 18, and then the other half there's something that went wrong, and it's hard to know while we're recording whether it's right or not. And so like Caleb has had to mess a lot with my sound, and you and I have the same exact setup, but somehow I managed to mess it up 50% of the time. So
I didn't think you were going to lead with that, but that's pretty good.
I just need to be vulnerable, you know? And so I'm going to work on that between season one and two. And even a friend of mine the other day was like, gosh, we got to work on your sound. And it was like the most, man.
All right.
I received that. He's like, something about we got to get you some better mics. I'm like, dang it. We have some of the best mics.
Our mics are pretty good. It's my fault.
And so... So I'll work on that between the two seasons, but honestly, there's a lot of excitement, and I'm very proud of what we've done. Like, I think just looking back of something where it just from start to finish, not that it's been easy, but from start to finish of the first season, there has just been so much looking forward to it. Like even when we were recording heavier episodes, there was just something about looking forward to being with you, knowing that we were going to be real with each other, and we were going to even be able to demonstrate, even at times when maybe I said something that wasn't nuanced and you're like, hey, you know, like we need to nuance that on air. And so I think that I just feel like I've learned so much in this season from you, and the way that you share your heart, the ways that you kind of integrate a lot of different aspects of your life. And I've loved all the feedback we've gotten, and the feedback has been overwhelmingly, I don't feel like we deserve to know the ways that it's been used. And so I'm already looking forward to season two. I think that's a good thing. Like, we have so much more we wanted to do. And I think that's a good thing, you know, to not overdo it. And it's like, okay, it's okay to not cover certain things. And what we did cover, I feel very proud of, and the way that, and a lot of people are, as we're recording, are still a couple episodes behind. And so I think I'm even excited for people to get caught up with the In the Valley series, and to hear from our episode that's going to drop with Sandra and Tyler and Emma. And so, I feel very full in the best of ways.
Amen.
As we end season one. So what about you? How are you feeling?
Man, that's so good.
You got your sound together, so that you have that going for you.
I haven't had as many mishaps as you have had, Matthew. It's okay though. There's grace, you know. Caleb is very generous and is kind. So
and he knows his stuff, so that's more whether he's gracious or not, he knows how to fix it.
Exactly. Or at least he does.
Make it less worse.
Exactly. So I love that you said like you're proud of us. I'm like, I am too, you know. I'll get into more like some of the specifics here shortly as we get into some of the things, but I'm proud of us too. You know, it feels surreal, you know. It feels surreal that 3 years ago this month is when we had our, like, you know, you said, dropped that to me at dinner, and I was like, sure, but the heck are we going to do a podcast? How does that work? And then just to see where we are 3 years later, and yeah, what God has done and what we've done, you know, in this last year or so. And so I'm proud of us too. Likewise, I have just appreciated, and I've said this in previous episodes, but I'll say it again, just your vulnerability. I think as a man, like there's just so much that I've seen from you that I've just so appreciated, and that you're sharing with strangers too. You know, I think mm-hmm. it moving from it being in our friendship or our close-knit friend groups where there's a lot of trust and we can be vulnerable to like strangers are hearing us process and share things from our past that have been challenging and hard. And just as guests have shared, you're like, as some of the guys have shared, right? You've been like, wow, that challenges me even in this moment, you know, because I didn't mm-hmm. thought about this. And so I appreciate what you've modeled for many of the, I would say, men that have listened mm-hmm. and sat with, but also for the women too, just to probably experience some healing in that, to hear what we've heard, you know, from you as a man. So I've appreciated that so much, and your willingness to go there. And even like when you shared about, you know, your interaction with Lindsay that one time, like I just remember being like, oh, he's sharing that publicly, like that on the pod. Oh, wow. Okay. How'd that go for you? You know, but like, I've just appreciated that too. And so it's just been fun to have what feels like a unique space, right? Like we get to process with friends, we have our friend groups, we have all that, but then there's just something really unique about the podcast. And so I think as I think about this past season, like it's been fun, you know, to sit here and chat about some different things. We, again, getting to do it with you and the encouragement we've gotten, and yeah, it's been overwhelming and it's been really fun at the same time. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity yeah. that God has given us and what God's provided and the ways that God's provided. And like you said, excitement. It wasn't like okay, we did one season and feel pretty good, like wrap it up. It's like, I'm feeling it too. Like, man, there's so much more opportunity ahead, and excited to dream some more and see what comes with this. So
yeah,
I've thoroughly enjoyed this season, I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. And yeah, someone actually just mentioned to me last week, he's like, I can't believe you went there about what you said to Lindsay. I'm like, yeah, it was an issue that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But even what you said at the very beginning, saying like, wow, I'm glad that you said that you're proud of us, because I think that's something mm-hmm. too. I think I mentioned it in another episode, but even the ways that humility has been defined, and I would say narrowly defined in yeah. a lot of the spaces that we've been in. And to say that I'm proud of something that I've done, mm-hmm. I think there's like a fear, at least that I have, that is it going to be taken out of context, or is it going to be people think I'm this prideful person? Mm. And I think especially from other cultures where I think celebration, even of very small things, is a huge aspect of the culture.
Yeah.
And I think I come from that where we often share with, as a family, like, here's something, and you know, I got a job, or I got good grades, or something, you know, like mm-hmm. look at what my son's done. And I think just that's something that I've had to actually practice. No, I'm proud of this. I'm mm-hmm. proud of myself in this. And that doesn't mean I'm prideful. It just means that there's something that I worked really hard at, and there was painful moments, and it feels like we've come on the other side of it. And so
yeah.
I appreciate you even saying like, yeah, I am proud of us, because I'm not sure. Do you mm-hmm. feel that at all in that, with saying I'm proud of in the spaces that we've come from? Or is not as much for you?
I don't think as much, because I think I get pushed to, it's more so not, I think it's my own personal like stuff I have to work through. You know, I think some of that reflects in like being an Enneagram 2 and running to celebrate others and champion others, but really I can minimize like myself yeah. and just be like, it's not about me, or it's not, you know. And so I think just really growing. So it's like my own stuff that I think I've had to work through over the last yeah. couple of years. Not so much the spaces I've been in, or like the fear of saying that, but I think to slow down enough to recognize it and to say, like I said, I hadn't even thought about it. So when you said it, immediately I was like, dang, yeah, I am proud of us. Like, how did yeah. that not even cross my mind? Because I have felt that, but like you saying that prompted something in me that I just don't often, I feel mm-hmm. like, think of for myself, you know?
Yeah.
because I don't want it to come off, you know, I think like you said, with how humility has been narrowly defined in a lot of ways, don't want it to come off wrongly. But then I think it's like, yeah, for myself, you know, it's like, I'll celebrate others. I'm proud. I'm like so proud of other people. But then it's like to slow down and be like, no, I'm proud of me, like, yeah, for showing up. I'm proud of us for that. And so anywho, I just think I don't think about it that often, to be honest. Yeah. So it's good for me to be reminded of that.
Yeah. And I think there were a lot of episodes that we recorded that, you know, there's been so much that's happened in the last 6 months. And I think there was a lot of times you and I came in recording broken from, mm-hmm, stuff going on in our lives, our families, our friends, our work, or whatever it may be in the world. And so there was a lot of times where I felt like, almost when you said show up, like, oh my gosh, we showed up. Yeah. And there were times where we showed up like bleeding out, mm-hmm, like crawling to the mic, because it's just like, we are tired. Mm-hmm. We're going through so much. But we also, you know, whoever are, you know, the people who've been listening and the feedback we've been getting, it's like, okay, we owe it. Not owe it in like this negative way, but like, gosh, yeah, we, in a good way, we owe it even, mm-hmm, to come as we are. Yeah. Not perfect, not mastering life. We're human.
Yeah.
There's gonna be times we come and we don't have, we have a lot to figure out, mm-hmm, and we're very broken and we're very much in pain. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we're less qualified or that we don't have something to offer from that place. And in some ways, I feel like speaking from those places can be even more powerful,
yeah,
because it's more relatable.
Yeah, it's more real.
For people who are listening.
Yeah, more honest, more raw, you know? It's not this polished, put together, yeah, performance, because we feel like it has to be. But, mm-hmm, how do we just show up with whatever we have, all of it or 20% of it, but just to be real? And I feel like what comes from that really isn't, like, I'm not overly thinking of like, okay, it needs to be said this way. It's like,
yeah,
this is where I'm at, you know, mm-hmm, and knowing that that's going to meet people where they are, you know, mm-hmm, and be challenging to people and helpful for people to fight against the, like, I have to be someone I'm not, you know, yeah, in order for it to be good. And so, yeah, I think there's so much that happens behind the scenes, right? And, yeah, so, and people can't see us, so hopefully, you know, for season two, that'll change a little bit. Yeah. You know, but y'all haven't been able to see us, or like all that, the stuff behind the scenes and the prayer and the things we've had to work through and the delay, like, put off, you know, like, hey, I can't actually record today, like, mm-hmm, and not forcing ourselves to do it. You know, I'm grateful for, yeah, our team and having some space and capacity to care for ourselves well in the process too. You know, I think a, yeah, lot about the woman who runs the NAP ministry. I'm blanking on her name at the moment.
Yeah.
But even
just thinking about her as recently, you're seeing all this.
Recently, she was just talking about like the grind culture of like, yes, TikTok and Instagram, and just like how the influencers grind themselves into the ground. And I remember reading an article recently about TikTok and how the pressure that is on influencers to just produce, like, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, it's like, you want to keep your endorsements, you want to make money, you got to just produce, produce, produce. And you become about what you create, not just who you are as a person, right? Yeah. And so I think to have that kind of back of my mind, like, how does, what's it like for us even having cared for ourselves in the process to say, like, when we've had to adjust, it's like, I got you. We're good. We'll move it to tomorrow, or we'll do it next week. Yeah. Like, we're good. Letting our team know and having the space again to do that. And so, and the flexibility. And so I think that's been really sweet. I think as I reflect on that, even just to see how we've shown up for one another and for ourselves in the midst of it, and not put pressure on ourselves to perform in the process, mm-hmm, which could be so easy to do because we're, yeah, so used to doing that, you know? So,
and that's something too, I think, as mundane and funny as the whole sound thing is for me, but at the same time, mm, like, there is this idea that, or having done some work with Dr. Christina Cleveland and a lot of the stuff that she talks about, of perfectionism is something that just, like, just, it's just brutal for the soul, mm-hmm, and so I think there is this idea of mastery, and like, and I think those are the ways that I can see, like, internally, just still working through all those different things. And I think there's a lot of times I'm like, oh, I felt a little insecure after we finished, mm-hmm, recording. Like, I don't, mm-hmm, know if I was at my best. And, you know, I'm really grateful. You know, we only re-recorded the very first episode.
Yep.
And I think there was, you know, a couple episodes, there was times where you or I were like, oh, I didn't feel totally, mm-hmm, there. And there's this temptation. Like, well, let's just redo it. No one has to know.
Yeah.
But to put something out there that isn't perfect, that has sound issues, where I'm stuttering, or where maybe we have like a something that needs to be edited out, but we don't. And so I think even that has been something that's been very growing for me, is that this isn't about perfectionism. This is about people being seen, and there's nothing perfect about that, you know? And I think that's something of how to really talk myself out of pursuing perfection in this. So I think that's another thing that I've gained from this season. But even just thinking more on a broader, we're talking about the whole first season, but what has this season meant for you? Doing this, you know, and I think in the next season it'll be like more like season two, but this is season one plus the start of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, what has the start
yep.
and season one meant for you?
Yeah, it feels hard to put it into words at times. You know, I've recently had different friends ask me, you know, about the podcast and how it's been for me and what it's meant. And I told a couple friends recently, like, I've thought about Ephesians 3:20 quite a bit. Like, God will do more than we ask or imagine. That's like a really short paraphrase of it. Exceedingly and abundantly more, right, than we ask or imagine. And that's what this has been for me as I've reflected of this season, the start of it, and then getting into the season. So really almost the last year for us, it has been above and beyond like what I imagined. Like from the start, that's what's crazy about it. It wasn't once the episodes dropped. It's like from the start of it, it's been more. Like 3 years ago when we both were like, yeah, podcast, like you have a dream. I'm like, cool, I'm in, but what are we gonna do? And then we wait. 2 years later, it finally starts to move forward. And then it just skyrocketed, I mean, from the start. And so it has been a lifeline for me in so many ways. You know, the last year and a half for a lot of people, right? But even for me, pre-COVID hitting, right? So pre-March 2020, for me, a couple months before that, I would say is like when life got really challenging, mostly in like some of the ministry space, but then obviously that evolved over those next few months once COVID hit, you know, shutdown, you know, isolation for me when I was home by myself, and then, you know, the summer that we don't want to talk about, 2020, right? And then everything since then. And so for me, like the podcast, time with you, prepping, planning, thinking through what we're going to talk about, the guests we've had, like it just has, it's been a lifeline. It's kept me afloat. It's been a bright spot in one of the most difficult seasons of life I've been in for the last year and a half. It's something I've looked forward to. And now it's been, it's stretched me, you know, like that's what I'm one of the things I'm grateful for. And what it has meant to me is that I told friends, and maybe I mentioned this early on, but like, if you were asking me if I'm a creative, and one of my friends laughs at me all the time when I talk about this, because she's like, everyone's a creative in her eyes, because she's a spoken word artist, but she's like, everyone's creative because God's creative. So we're creating God's image. Everyone's creative in their own ways. But I never put myself in like, I'm a creative. You know, creative to me was very like, you know, whether you sing or you write, you know, you do spoken word and poetry, you're an artist, or you're a photographer, like, and so it's been so stretching for me to like put myself in the I'm a creative category, because the podcast and what it's meant is it's stretched me in new ways. What's it like to dream, to prep an episode, to think through some of those things, right? Like, again, this is like a little more of a unique format than just a sit down conversation in some ways that I'm having with somebody. And so, and then how do we continue to center what we feel that God has placed in our hearts, right? Mm-hmm. A space for people of color to be known and seen, and guidance for those in the pursuit of justice. Like that stretched me episode after episode to make sure like that's what we're centering. And so, I'm like so grateful for this past year and what this podcast has meant for my life and the ways that it's opened doors for me too. And I think just like the people, like to have people reflect back to you and I, or, you know, to us individually at times, on what the episodes have meant, the conversations, you know, whether you said something or I said something or one of our guests said something, the things that people have DM'd me or texted me or email that we've gotten.
Video.
Yeah, like
videos.
That has like, it's been like so humbling. Like, I'm like, wow, God, like you would allow us to intersect people's lives in these ways. You've enriched our lives with such rich people that we get to now bring into conversation and then get to share that in some really direct ways. But it's been like so humbling and so honoring, and it's been so encouraging to me. And so, like I said, the last year and a half, this season has been, like I said, one of the most difficult for me. And I feel like that God has seen me, you know, in the last year and a half of when it's been rough, like God's hand is like on it. And it's like, I'm here, I see you. So I'm gonna provide this thing, and I'm gonna provide these funds, and I'm gonna provide these people, and I'm gonna provide these words of encouragement. And I'm gonna continue to surprise you when you're just feeling really low, when things are really difficult, like I'm here, I'm present in the midst of that. And so I'm grateful to the Lord for how the Lord has kept us and sustained us, but provided this space. You know, for me, it's like I said, it's been above and beyond what I could have asked for or even imagined. And so I'm just really grateful for that. So what is it? What about you? What has it meant for you?
Well, you just dropped so much gold. I think the last kind of bit that you were sharing, just the ways that it, like how... Where is I going with that in my train of thought? Even as you and I both have walked through so much personal, really painful things, you know, from on many fronts, I think, and how you said like God's going to give us this, and as you're saying that, it's like, and it's not even just about us. It's there are many other people who are in the same positions or in similar positions that we're in, but don't have any language, don't have any voice, don't have anyone caring for them. And so I think that's even just a little bit of the kindness I see of God of and even using our pain for to help others, like, and that's where I see God's intention of using something that was intended for evil for good, like it says in Genesis, and how a lot of our pain, though we would never wish it upon each other or others or even ourselves, but the things that have happened, it's like, wow, God can use that to bring freedom for others. And I think that's something where I just see, I'm just so grateful for the way that God uses that. And similar, we've been very open as we've shared more of our personal lives, but the last 2 years have been I think that my family has been just living in a perpetual state of trauma between my mom's cancer and COVID and just on every, you know, racism and our stuff going on and our workplaces and becoming a father for me and my mental health taking a huge hit in the midst of all of this. And so I think there, I think back to a year ago, I'm like, gosh, so much has happened and I'm so grateful that here we are, end of season one. I think even as we were going about it, like, what's going to happen? I think when Pike, almost when we hit halfway of this planning, already season two started, like language started getting dropped. I'm like, oh, we're going, which I wanted, but it was just trippy that we were at even a point and others had confidence in us enough to continue. And so I think for me, I want to piggyback and use your words. It's been a lifeline. It's something that's been consistent and stable, creative. And like, I think one of the things that I love that we get to do is think about, especially the series. I think I get really excited when we have a series because I just think there's so much creativity and kind of taking people on a journey and building upon something. And I think one of the things I really appreciate that you have pushed more than I have is for nuance. And I think even, I think, you know, it's one thing if you're behind closed doors, and even then nuance is important, but I think nuance can be, I'll say in the opposite, to not be nuanced, I think can be very lazy. And I think to be nuanced, it takes effort. It takes intentionality. And I think in so much of my life, I'm thinking more in nuance and thinking about how so much of the problems that we see today is because people don't know how to live in nuance. Yep. People don't know how to take the extra 5 seconds to nuance something. And so I just really have appreciated how you have checked me even while we're recording of like, hey, that's not nuanced enough. And I just appreciate that a lot. I've learned so much. It's been a lifeline. And I think in a time where one of the things I've recently put language to is in kind of psychology, there's a lot of different terms when it comes to interpersonal dynamics and you know, whether it's attachment issues or separation issues and adulthood and integration are kind of the four main ones that my program talks about. And one of the things that I haven't had a chance to tell you this, this is another real lifetime moment. But one of the things that yes. I was learning recently was one of my classes were focusing on the military, counseling the military. And one of the things our professor was saying is thinking about the context in which a military person is trained in. So there's a very huge value for authority, submission, following leadership, rank, and being a good patriot and a good soldier. All amazing mm-hmm. things in that context. But they're saying that, let's say a soldier loses a limb, loses a friend in combat, and they're processing that and their trauma and their PTSD. There's almost this, because of their context, it almost feels like they can't fully process their anger and resentment because they can almost feel like a bad patriot and wow. a bad soldier.
Wow.
And that separation is the term, and separation is like almost separating from what someone else wants you to be or someone, what they're expecting to you, even if you lived into that role for a while. And so one of the things that comes with separation is a little bit of rebellion. Not, you know, go run buck wild, but it almost is like counseling a soldier, like, it's okay to be mad at the army. You know, like, it's okay.
Wow.
And it's almost this healthy rebellion. Hmm. And I think that's what I realized I have been going through. And I've been going through for a decade, but I would say this last year, it's been in this like deconstruction on steroids. And, but it has been like, I'm separating from white evangelicalism. I'm not severing my relationship with Christ. Don't confuse those two.
Well,
but I am separating, which involves rebellion, which involves kind of like, I mean, it's a lot of what Emma talked about in deconstruction, similar concepts, just different mm-hmm. language. And so I think there's also been this like, oh, I have language. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like when you think about let's say there's a mom trying to separate from her identity as a mom and in a traditional way, mom and a wife, and like wanting her career, wanting her desires. And sometimes it's not even about the pressures that, let's say, the kids or the husband's putting on her, but the internalized ways that she has assumed that role and having to separate from that, which usually involves like feeling guilty, like, oh, I feel guilty because I'm not this. And so I think that's something that I realize even as we have done the podcast, people are seeing my journey, our journey of deconstruction, mm-hmm. wrestling with God, wrestling with each, you know, just all of that, having some moments of joy, having moments of despair. And I think I'm just really more comfortable with gray and nuance, uncertainty. Mm. And I'm like, that's actually where some of the most beautiful moments with God and with others can be found. And so I just feel like I am such a different person than I was last August when we started
oh,
this.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Such a different
Amen
person.
To myself.
And in
too,
some ways, yes. I'm like stepping more into how I think God has made me, mm-hmm. which feels different, mm-hmm. but it's more because that's been oppressed or silenced and most of the time from others, but a lot of times mm-hmm. from myself, second guessing myself and all of that. And so I think this podcast has been so grounding, and I have actively chosen to be in process for our listeners, which is another form of white evangelicalism. Is like you don't process publicly. There's nothing that's allowed to be in process, in progress. Mm-hmm. And so actively choosing, we're in process.
Actively choosing. I love that you said it that way.
Yeah.
That you're actively choosing to be in process. That's so good. You know, you're talking about how you're different than you were, you know, August of last year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, me too. But what's also cool is that, as you said that, it made me think of like some things I've heard from some different friends as they've been listening, and they've said how they have seen you and I grow from our first episode, you know, up until whatever episode or two ago, of like the way that you and Matthew interact with one another, like the mm-hmm. flow has improved, like your ability to interview guests like is so smooth, you know, or how people really do feel like they're invited to like have a cup of coffee or drink their tea and just like quote sit with us, you know, as like we're having this conversation. And I wanted to share that too, because that's been so fun for me to hear those reflections back from people that I haven't even asked for that. But as a podcast conversation has come up, they've just said that, like, oh, it's so cool to see like how you, Matthew, have grown, and you're just, you guys connect really well, and that you may not catch on other podcasts too. So I think that's a mark on us too, right? Of like, we're individually different people than we were a year ago, because we've actively chosen in a lot of ways to allow ourselves to be in process, to sit in the tension of nuance and the beauty of nuance, but also to see how God has helped us to co-lead this thing together too, and stretched us in new ways, right? Provided a great support system in the process of that too. But anywho, I just wanted to share that, because it's been encouraging to me to have how people can pick up on that. You know, I may not always notice that. So it's really helpful to get that kind of feedback. And it's cool to see how much you and I have grown individually and then together, you know, over the last year.
Yeah. And I think even too, I having one memory in specific where, even going back to what you said, there's times where it's like, hey, I just can't record today. And there was also, in a good way, times where I didn't want to record, and you're like in a very kind, empathetic, but also almost like a reality of like, you know, we're never gonna get a break from this, you know, from the BS that we experience sometimes. And I think I've also appreciated, like, you just had so much discernment and like knowing, because I think I was often the one who's just, you know, my mom's health being all over the map the last 6 months, and mental health. I feel like you were able to really know me and discern, oh yeah, no, let's do it in a week. And other times you're like, no, we're going to record right now.
Or we don't need to re-record. It was fine.
Or we don't need to re-record. Yeah. And I just feel like you just had so much discernment in knowing, am I kind of falling into perfectionism? Am I really overwhelmed? Or times where I'm like, you're stronger than you think, you know, not in that like toxic positivity way, but more like, no, you can do this.
Like you got this.
You got this. And so I've appreciated that. But like, even thinking about like, what are some of the, like, even maybe they're more specifics, but like what were some of the expectations or hopes, and kind of this first season, how did it live up to those things?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like expectations were like, let's be good stewards of what God's entrusted to us, because it's clear that God's hand is on this, you know, from the very start of it, with getting to meet Caleb, the grant, chasing justice, you know, coming, wanting to bring us close so quickly, you know, it was like, let's be good stewards of this, whatever that looks like. And the hope that God would use it and God would meet people. But I didn't, again, this is me like, I hope it works. It's good for everyone else. Like, I want God to meet others and like help bring healing and help people as we are collectively pursuing justice, but not thinking about myself, you know. And so there wasn't even necessarily hope for myself of like, what might I learn in this process, or what do I want to trust God for? You know, I didn't explicitly say those things. And so I think, again, it's gone above and beyond what my hopes were and any expectations I did have. I felt very free to not, which felt a little weird initially, but like there wasn't like a comparison. And this is why, because of Tyler. And so y'all have heard us talk about Tyler at different points, but this man is seriously incredible. And I remember when we had one of our first meetings with him, and I was feeling the like, are we supposed to do this? Even though it's like clear, like God's hands on this. And I remember the freedom that Tyler imparted upon us, and Sandra as well. But I remember Tyler explicitly saying like, you don't need to be like this, and you don't need to be like this, and you don't need to be like this. Those are good in their context, and they're important in their context. Y'all need to be you, because you have something to bring. You have something to share. And that, without me even realizing it, like, set me free from comparison. And so I think that's why the expectations were just like, okay, like we're going to be us, and it's going to be unique and different. And it'll be similar in some ways. We're running on some parallel tracks with some people, but also different and unique. And that's good too. And so, again, like I said, it's gone above and beyond, my any expectations I had, and like I said, hopes for what it could be. And it's helpful for me to like reflect back now on this past season of what I have hoped for myself, but what did God do? Even if I didn't explicitly say those things, what have I seen God do in this last year, in this season? And so, it's hard to, for me, I think it's hard to have like these like high expectations for something so unknown to me.
Yeah.
Of like doing it. It's one thing to listen to podcasts, but then to be on the other side of it, right? Of the prep and the planning and the execution of it. And the, then you have a team that we get entrusted with and want to honor God and them in the process too. You know, like I didn't have expectations for that because I never dreamed that we would have a whole team, you know, in the first season. So anything I would have had, I feel like God would have just blown out of the water anyways.
Yeah. I think the team was a huge one that I didn't expect, and was, you know, kind of even thinking about some of the other questions we have, a very big surprise.
Yep.
You know, I think I expected or hoped for having a producer, but I didn't expect beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, as we continue to evolve and grow, the needs surfaced and people stepped up. And I think I expected to be putting, you know, 20, 30 hours a week somehow, I don't know where I would find it, but into this podcast. In the beginning, it was that. In the beginning, it was a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially as we were learning so much and like learning our groove together, learning how to communicate with guests, learning how to figure out sound, which, you know, we have a lot to work there. I have a lot to work on there. But I think that I was not expecting that. To be at a point where there's some weeks I literally don't do anything. We don't do anything for the podcast because our team is doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm watching them text and like trying to figure something out. I'm like, my default's like, oh, what do I got to do? I'm like, oh, I don't have anything on my end I need to do. And I think that's just something that I feel so, I mean, blessed doesn't capture. Like, I don't feel like we deserve that for people to offer that. And
yeah.
So that was not what I expected. And so in a really good way, I expected to be, I mean, there's honestly a week or two, especially when we don't have an episode dropping and we're not recording. Mm-hmm. I almost forget that we have a podcast because compared to the beginning where it was like every day we're texting about something and then we can go a week or two without even talking. Yep. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we have a podcast. and in a good way, that just that actually is a huge thank you to our team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's something. I think I expected to have a lot more prep. Not that we don't prep, because especially when we have a guest, we do a lot of prep. But, you know, even just to be very transparent, there was a couple of our beginning episodes where our script, you know, our document that we look off was way full. It's like 2-3 pages. And I think we just started realizing we just need a couple of bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like half a page and it just flows better. And I think that was kind of I expected a lot more of that. I also, you know, prior to the podcast, we get asked to teach and speak at a lot of things across the country and sometimes around the world. And I honestly feel like I like this better for one primary reason, which kind of speaks to my trauma, is I don't have to deal with the bullshit. And I'm just going to say it, that comes with some of those spaces, like some of the traumatizing and unnecessary pushback, even sometimes for the well-intended people who ask us, but they haven't done a lot of deep work in their own journey, and so they don't know how to handle all the chaos that comes after. Especially, you know, when I know I have a target on my back. So what has been surprising, encouraging, or challenging in this process, in this first season?
Oh goodness, encouraging, and it's like surprising and encouraging, the feedback. You know, I texted our team right before we hopped on here, actually. And I was just like randomly looking. I was just looking back through our season and randomly looking at the reviews. And what was it, like a couple weeks ago, maybe, you know, someone said, the Liberating Women series was amazing. I've never felt so seen and valued in all my 20 plus years in ministry.
Wow.
Like, that's like so encouraging and like so surprising and makes me sad like all at the same time.
Yep.
But I'm like, that's one of many emails mm-hmm. and like I said, DMs and texts and phone calls like you've gotten that you've shared with me. And so I think like that's been so encouraging to me in the moments where like just feeling like overwhelmed with life and all the hard things.
Yeah.
To get those comments and the responses. And it's not like a fluff. It's like really like it's deep. Like this is impacting people. Like God is doing something. And so like, that's just been so encouraging for me. I think something that's been challenging is, so we're like, you know, we have our little script, we prep, we have our questions, like when we have guests that we want to talk about, right? And we know our people mostly that we're talking with, right? So, but then people have dropped stuff that we were not prepared for, right? And like, as we're in conversation, and just so many moments where I'm like, this is a live conversation, we're recording this, like, I can't just sit there and be quiet. Like, but I'm like, so like, oh my gosh, I need to like sit with what this person just said, because it was so deep or it was so heavy or it like blew my mind. And so the challenge of like staying present in the moment, right? To like, how do you honor this person in the space and what they just shared? Like when I think about when Cole shared something so personal, right? But not just sit there and like be silent and weep, like, you know, and like how to keep the conversation like flowing. That is, I still haven't figured that out, but I felt that challenge of like, oh, Elith, you have to say something, like you got to respond. Like, and so, and then the challenge then becomes like, because some stuff has been really heavy, like our episode with Kyle for me was one of the most emotional conversations that we had. And so while there was like good stuff that Kyle shared, I was like, I am not ready to go back and listen to that because I already lived it. Mm-hmm. We had the conversation and it was really heavy. And so that challenge too of what's it look like to go back and listen to a conversation once it's, you know, Caleb and works his magic and puts it all together really beautifully, because it was heavy and because it was hard, yet there was really good stuff too. So I think like those things have been challenging. And I think another thing that's been challenging is I pay attention to like how some creatives talk. Like Andy Mineo, I feel like, is very open about his process in a lot of ways, you know, and he's a writer and he's a rapper, right? And so what does his creative process look like? Natalie Lauren has talked about her creative process recently, you know, so I've just paid attention to some different people. And so I think for me, the challenge has been, how do I, when we need to think about episodes, like how much time do I need to think about it? And because the way I function is very much like, I don't need a ton of prep time ahead of time, but I want to make space to dream. Like, and that's been challenging because of my limited mental and emotional capacity. So like, what's that look like to try to create space for myself to be able to dream about what we're doing? It's been challenging. It's been very stretching in this season. And what does a rhythm look like? You know, again, I think we're still figuring some of that out too, but I think that's just been some of the challenge that's been present for me, but really good all at the same time too. I'm just learning so much. I love to be stretched in new ways. And so I feel like I'm learning a lot in the midst of the challenges. So it's just been all that together, the challenges, the encouragement, the surprise of what God's doing with it. And again, the team, you know, I think that's been a huge surprise of, you know, getting a DM from Jaslyn. We hadn't even been able to even get out, put out an ask, you know, Caleb getting to meet him, you know, Alex saying yes, you know, Cam, like you just hitting him up like literally right before Christmas. And he's like, I'm in. And we're like, oh, okay.
I was expecting more to like, more of a conversation. I was expecting to have to convince you
I was shocked when you said like, oh yeah, he said he's in, like, oh, that's it. That's all. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, and then having Emma obviously as a regular, and again the surprise with Chasing Justice, right? Like just having that support and encouragement and whatnot. So, and y'all, I just, the surprise, like we hit over 11,000 downloads, you know,
that's
a couple
insane.
Weeks. Like, I still don't know what to do with that. Like when we hit 10K, like the surprise I felt and just the like awe, you know? And so I think, again, didn't hope for that. Didn't even think that could happen in season one. And so it's been I just want to stop in this moment now to say thank you to every person that has downloaded, that has listened, that has shared on your Instagram stories, that has emailed, that it's just, I cannot put into words my gratitude and thankfulness to y'all for the ways you've supported Matthew and I and what God's been doing with this. So I think that's a huge surprise too, has been that. So it's just it's so cool just to I love getting to reflect on this and be reminded. You know, I think about how God talks about remembering. And so I think for me, it's been really good in the reflection to remember like what has happened in this first season. So, anything that's been challenging for you or aside from your sound?
Some of the stuff you shared kind of sparked some thoughts. I'll start off with this. I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
We're at the end of season one and something still has not happened. And I feel like you...
Oh my gosh. See, Matthew, I just said something really... I'm just feeling really full from what
I
just
Is that challenging
shared.
For you?
Why you have to bring that up? Why you have to bring this up?
I know, I brought you down so hard. I think with you, I have to always be real. It's like that time that you shame me from drinking Starbucks. And so the next day when I saw you again, I was like, uh-oh, I have Starbucks again. So I legit went and got a different cup and poured it into the cup so she wouldn't see my Starbucks cup. And then little did I know, she had a Starbucks in that moment. And like, why am I going through all this?
Look. That's but when I've exhausted every other.
I promise I will watch it before season two.
All right. Look, y'all heard it. Okay. So when y'all hear this episode, I think it drops July 21st. Anytime after that, you hear that, I want y'all to hit the DMs. Those of y'all that know him, text him, call him, and check in, because he got like a month and a half before season two drops. So we go check in.
Yeah, before it drops, before we start recording, to be clear.
I got it. Yeah. Okay, this is a public confession, though. So I just want to just put that out there. Okay.
But on the real, I think some of the stuff that you shared, I think even furthering it, one of the challenges is to not feel the need to cover everything. You know, I think there's just like, oh, if we're going to open the door, I feel bad if we leave certain things incomplete or questions for people. But at the same time, like, we need to let people do their own work too. And this is just you and I speaking from our context. Mm-hmm. We try not to speak prescriptive from a prescriptive standpoint. But I think there is a challenge, especially when we have like, you know, a handful of questions, especially with the guests. And when I'm like, oh, we've only gotten through half the questions and it's already almost an hour, I think... Yep. To like even know how to wrap that up, you know, I think that's a challenge. You mentioned too, or we both mentioned, but I think something that's a challenge and surprising that I want to work on in season two is, I don't think once we have, especially when it's you and I only, it doesn't take a lot of prep.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realize, and I think you would agree with this, is what we do before and after is also important.
Yep.
So I think even, you know, most of our episodes, we're sharing a part of our soul. Mm-hmm. We're sharing some of our trauma and our pain. And so there's a level of just exhaustion. And I think that episode with Kyle was kind of the point where we saw it most, because I was messed up for days after that episode because of what was brought up in the episode, what was brought up in my heart. And so I just think that that's something that, I just want to be more mindful of before and after.
That's good.
And the team also, and even shameless plug, we'll make sure, you know, when this episode drops, we are going to be getting our Patreon going. And
well,
the team who...
let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
And the team, like one of the things that Alethea and I have a strong value is we're never going to ask a person of color to do anything for free. And so everyone who's been contributing to this, through a grant we got last year, all our teammates have been getting paid. And so we're going to be launching that. And so if you're listening, please take a moment, sign up for a few bucks a month, because that actually helps us keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who have, all of us have full-time jobs or full-time students. And so, that's shameless plug. Surprising was the team.
Yep.
And so grateful for them. But yeah, I'm so grateful for season one. I can't believe 18 episodes are in the books and
that
we're already planning season two. And so I'm personally really excited for season two, even just simply how much more are, what ways are you and I going to grow, change, mm-hmm. evolve in the next few months alone? Because we're kind of in this, you know, period of time where, you know, like a month is like a week, or like a day is like a week of how much can happen.
Yep.
And so I'm excited to keep growing and changing in front of, you know, and be in process and progress and in our journeys of faith and justice and with everyone who's listening and with each other. And I'm excited because there will be some sort of series or focus on mental health. And I just think that right now, for many reasons, we need that. And also, I'm just excited for the new, like, creative elements, what guests we have. There's so much that we'll have to be planning in the near future, but I'm just excited. You know, our first season, we had an all-star cast of guests that I still can't believe that we had, you know, Emma, Soonchan, Tyler, Sandra, Lisa, Cole.
Kyle.
I hope I'm not missing one. If I do, I apologize. I think that's everybody.
Think we're good. Yeah.
But I just can't believe that people would, you know, that people that we look up to would be a part of this. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for how God's going to continue to use us in people's lives. So what are some things that you're excited as we wrap up this episode, wrap up our season?
Yeah, no, I just would echo those sentiments, gratitude and gratefulness and surprise for the people that have partnered with us in the season. And like you said, really excited for what's ahead, to get to dream, you know, like you said, what creative elements will come out in season two, the guests we'll have, the topics we'll cover, just how we'll continue to be stretched. And, you know, I just want to continue to be a good steward of what God has entrusted to us. Again, God's hand has been all over this. And so I want to continue to be faithful to Jesus, to show up, with whatever it is that we have, and ask God to do what only God can do. And so I'm excited, for what's ahead with that, and to get to continue to work with you, Matthew, in this way. It's been so rich for our friendship and just fun and exciting. And we have to be in person at some point for recording and whatnot. And so that's just going to be fun to get to do that, not just over Zoom. And so I'm just really excited about, some of the things ahead and the unknown, trusting God with the unknown, but excited and know that we have so much support. We have such a good foundation, so much support, so much prayer and encouragement along the way. And so, I'm amped thinking about it. And so that's how I'm feeling about what's ahead. And just want to just thank you for being a friend and an amazing co-host, and for every person that has prayed for us, encouraged us, listened, all those things, y'all. It has been meant so much to me, and I know to Matthew as well. And it has helped us stay afloat. It's been like healing balm to our souls on some of those hard days when you've taken time to share your words of what the conversations have meant to you, or just as our friend, as friends of ours, just encouraging us along the way. And so, I'm so thankful, just for the people, and for our team. Alex, Jaslyn, Cam, Caleb, Emma, like it's just, man, thank y'all for trusting us. I think that's been really sweet and encouraging, that y'all would want to be a part of this with Matthew and I. And so publicly want to just continue to shout y'all out and say thanks. So,
well, I'll end my side with, I also appreciate working with you. I love how intentional you've been virtually with my son and, Micah.
You know, I love being an auntie.
His auntie. And I also have loved, like, my friends who you've never met in family get to know you. You know, one time my sister's like, you know, you're cool and all, but Alethea, man, I'm just like, yeah, like, totally. I have loved people getting to know you and, you know, you holding it down on one coast and for now, I'm trying to lure her out to Cali, but
you and lots of other people.
I respect you so much. And I think that, you know, I think to have a lot of experiences together in different places, and for this to be something that we get to do together and with its own challenges, but it's refreshing to have a space where I think you and I just respect you, and I feel honored. And even in ways that we differ, and I think that's another thing too that I've appreciated, that we can be different from each other in some of our beliefs and values. And I think in a time where a belief, you know, and there's times, you know, that's a whole other subject. I'm just grateful that you and I can have differences and work through them and not agree on everything, but still record.
Yep.
And I just really appreciate that about our friendship, that we're not the same.
Amen.
We're very more differences than similarities.
Amen.
But I'm just appreciative of the ways that you have cared for, especially me in really painful couple months that I've walked through. So I'm excited to keep doing this with you. We ain't going anywhere. And I can't believe season one. That's a wrap.
I know. Thanks for rocking with us, y'all. As always, the Roll Down Podcast is part of the Chasing Justice Podcast Network. To find out more, visit chasingjustice.com. Please rate and review on Spotify and Apple and share with your friends. You can find us on Instagram at the Roll Down Podcast. Our team, we love y'all. We thank y'all, Caleb, Jaslyn, Cam, Alex, and Emma. And as always, thank you for listening to the Roll Down.
Thanks, y'all.